What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's time for the Vibe Check this Tuesday morning. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just... on those delicious vibes. 585-252-9800. All of our friends are weighing in this morning. The sun is out. Finally, let's get to it.
No, it was a wet one over the weekend. Let's just say that.
Nice.
It really was. All right, who is here? We have a couple of people weighing in. Jenna being one of them.
What's up, Jenna?
Jenna said, good morning, Moose and Breeze. I'm with you. Going back to work after a long weekend sometimes feels right, and I'm not ashamed to admit that.
You know what it is? It's routine. It's structure.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you're ready to leave vacation, it's not like you're dying to get back to work per
se. It's just routine.
You're dying to get back into your, yeah.
Yeah, I get that fully. All right, who else is here? We have Hannah weighing in. Hannah says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. Missed you guys over the long weekend. I'm still searching for a job. Not much luck with that, but sending good vibes my own way.
Yeah, keep your head up.
I love that for you, Hannah.
Keep pushing.
I heard it's hard out there.
It's tough in these streets.
Yeah, truly.
Because a majority of the people that can't find work are the ones that are being told they're overqualified.
Crazy.
I'm so sorry. You just don't have what it takes to be a cashier here at Target.
Someone.
You're just overqualified.
Yeah. All right. One more, and then we'll get to ours. Emily's here. She said, good vibes this morning is the fact that I have officially made it to the 5-month mark of my pregnancy, and I'm feeling good finally. Perfect.
The 5-month mark is the best mark. Take it from me. Are your vibes up?
Yeah. Listen. Oh, God. I did the Murph yesterday for Memorial Day, the Memorial Day workout. If you're familiar with that, it's
no
a mile run, 200 pull-ups. I did ring rows. Don't get it twisted.
Yeah, I was going to say you did 200 pull-ups.
No, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, another mile run. And I can't feel my arms. So
right, you did all that.
That was really tough.
And what span? How long did that take?
I don't know. I didn't really. I think like 45 minutes.
Sick.
Sick. I know.
I had a Surfside.
I love that moment for you. Genuinely cannot feel my arms, but that's all right.
Good for
How
you.
Was your weekend?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Nothing too eventful happened. But I got some time in with the fam and friends. Got some writing in. I did a lot. I feel like it was chill, but I did a lot, you
good.
Know?
Yeah.
You know, but overall, I feel good. I'm also one of those people who was like, all right, I'm ready to get back to
I'm
work.
I'm ready to hit it, yeah.
We have the big, you better enjoy this week, because next week it's going to be a week from hell.
Yeah, hell week for sure.
We have so much to do.
So.
You like, guys I'm are not- going to be joining us.
I'm not going to be sitting, let's just put it that way. Yeah, a lot of it's good, though. A lot of it's us out on the streets, in the community, you know, things of that nature. So, very excited for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's going to be a lot. Very, very, very busy.
I might have accidentally run into a handful of you guys this past weekend, because on Sunday, the Lucky Flea came back. Something new that I discovered. I'm sure we've talked about it on this show a handful of times, but Sunday morning, I was like, oh, this is great.
Because I wish someone told me about this.
I didn't know anything.
Literally advertised it multiple times.
Didn't know anything about
on
this.
Channel 10.
I can't wait to tell you guys about it and some of the things I discovered on Sunday. If you haven't been down to the Lucky Flea, I got to tell you all about it.
It's back at Parcel 5, or is it back at the...
The Grove.
Okay. Yeah. So it used to be in the parking lot of Village Gate.
I don't know anything about that.
That's where it originated.
No wonder I haven't come across it.
Yes.
All right, we'll take a quick break and talk about that coming up next. It's PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze.
Take PXY Mornings with you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. Anyone make it down to the Lucky Flea this past Sunday morning? Popular flea market. Huge. Downtown Rochester. Where did you say it originated?
In the parking lot of Village Gate.
Okay.
Which, not the like one that you can never find a spot in, the one behind that.
Right.
Way more open.
There's, yeah, that's a huge parking lot back there. But it officially kicked off on Sunday, the new season. And it was a significant milestone as it celebrated 5 years of operation. And this year, the market has become the first in Rochester to receive sponsorship from the city. And I'm seeing all these people walking around downtown on Sunday morning. So I left my place and walked around the city and followed. And lo and behold, there's this beautiful flea market going on. I was like,
Musco's brand new flea market, just hit the town.
Yep. You guys got to check it out.
5 years.
One of the co-owners of Lucky Flea, very excited with the new season and says, we have so many amazing people that have so many awesome gems that they've been storing away all winter. And you come outside, they're excited to show it off, and they bring their best stuff. And it's the beginning of the season. And I got to tell you, I walked there on Sunday. It is cool. It's got about 60 vendors. There's a lot of food trucks. There's coffee trucks. People selling anything and everything vintage. And get your hands on some cool stuff for probably
Double what it would cost in the store.
Yeah. But the setup is at the Grove right in front of like Bronca and where Unwind is located across from Parcel 5.
So it's like not that big of a space.
There's
60 vendors?
It goes around the corner.
Okay.
And then there's some set up at the Xerox building across the street.
Okay. Makes
but sense. This is going to be every Sunday morning and goes all the way until October 27th. One lady was selling coats she made out of recycled clothing. I'm like, oh, this is cool. This one has a hole in it. It's only $94, but all right.
This is like, what a deal.
I was overstimulated.
I love that.
But I look forward to kind of going back. Because I do want to buy something.
Yeah.
We'll
have another opportunity this upcoming Sunday.
I didn't realize it goes all the way up until almost November.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long market.
Yeah.
Is it the same exact vendors every Sunday?
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, they rotate.
They switch. Like sometimes you can buy it for a month. Sometimes you can buy it for 2 weeks. And they switch it out.
Well, how do I get my stuff in there?
What stuff do you have to offer?
Stuff that I was going to bring to Goodwill.
Yeah, I would just maybe go to one of those vendors. Hey, do you want to buy some of this? No, we're so good. Thank you so much.
Oh, you guys would love this stuff I have. Moose's loose threads. All right.
Listen, I'm not going to knock any of these people for doing what they do, but
no,
like, it's all the same.
It's not.
It is.
It's not all
it's
the
all
same.
It's all the same stained Abercrombie t-shirt.
Oh, my God.
Originally 50, now sold for 80.
Oh, wow. That's vintage.
Yeah.
All right, coming up on the show, you had to force your girlfriend to blow out 17 cakes this weekend.
It was a lot of cakes. It was a lot of cakes. A lot of cake, a lot of ice cream, but we celebrated, and we celebrated hard.
Turning 30 is a huge milestone.
Yes.
You just went through it a couple of years back.
Last year, at this time.
And,
yeah, you aging me.
And this year, you had to do it bigger and better than ever because you made such a big deal about your birthday.
And I didn't get to celebrate her birthday last year. So
right. So we have to get an update on all the horrible things that took place this weekend.
Oh, horrid.
Coming up next. BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, 4 birthday cakes, 17 dinners, a total of 86 hours together. When is it enough?
No, truly.
It's
never enough.
It's that dirty 30. For those of you that don't know, Patrice, Breezy's girlfriend, celebrated her 30th over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about this last week. This was going to be a spectacular event because Breezy made such a big deal about her birthday, as she does, that she had no other choice but to make this the best possible 30th birthday for Patrice.
I had to deliver.
And I from what I saw on social, I'm pretty sure you did. And I feel terrible. I completely forgot to wish her a happy birthday. I didn't even reach out. I forgot.
Are you serious?
Didn't cross my mind. She's not my girlfriend. But it looks like you guys had the best time together.
She won't be your girlfriend at this rate.
No, she's probably holding a grudge.
Wow. Really rude.
You're
a monster.
Listen, on purpose. I just forgot.
That's really bad. You should feel really ashamed of yourself. Well, anyways.
The reason I'm a little embarrassed is because me and her have made such a big deal about dating in the future.
Right. And that is just to the wayside.
And we're so connected. that now
not
I'm
that,
like
not that connected.
I'm like, I forgot to put it in my calendar.
Oh yeah.
But if you're
and
if
that,
you're listening,
that just goes to show you will not be a good boyfriend to her. So I have nothing to worry about. Not me running out multiple locations and you can't even shoot a text.
I'm no longer a threat.
No, not even remotely.
But Patrice, if you're listening, happy belated.
Yeah, she's like, don't talk to me. It was a great. You're a monster. It was the break should just be about you just not wishing her a happy birthday, even though you tried to steal her from me multiple times. It truly was a great weekend. It was one of those weekends though where I was not bumming to come back to work. I needed stability. I needed routine. We went out of town on Thursday. Out to Skinny Atlas.
Yeah.
Had some R&R over there.
How long has Skinny Atlas been there? I didn't know it was there.
Skinny Atlas has been there for many, many moons. He goes, no one told me. No one told me about it.
Nobody told me it was even there. Otherwise, I would have loved to have gone down to Skinny Atlas.
You're going
to
go down this week and be like, guys, I have this great new place. You might not know about it. Skinny Atlas. And then it was just so damn cold and wet. Like, who else was just shaking their fist at the sky on Friday and Saturday? Because, listen, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's the kickoff of concert season at CMAC, baby. Like, we were there. I was there in a full sweatsuit on Friday night. We went to go see Kane Brown.
Yeah.
He was there I felt so bad for the guy. He was there two nights in a row. He was there Thursday and Friday. Both nights, absolutely trash. Thursday, it was freezing and rained.
Both nights, didn't play an instrument. Just came out holding a mic.
Friday, it was just cold. But we made the most of it. It was very fun. We had great seats. And then Saturday, we didn't leave the house until we absolutely had to. We went to one of our lesbian soiree parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday was her actual birthday. And we went hiking.
Do you ever feel like you're doing too much?
No. I'm doing exactly what I need to be doing.
Let me finish. When you're in a relationship, or even think about the holidays, you guys, do you ever feel like you constantly have to go out of your way and like, I didn't do enough, I didn't purchase enough? It's like you're trying to prove your love, but do we really need to do it with money? It becomes so exhausting at that point where you just become angry and resentful.
Right.
And it's like you're just doing it to yourself.
Right.
Because there's been plenty of relationships where I'm like, oh man, I only spent $300. Maybe I need to do more. There needs to be more experiences. Like, there doesn't. There really doesn't.
I honestly felt that way about my gifts this year. Like, I was like, I feel like I like didn't get her enough, even though I did. Like, I got her more than enough, like physically. But what I gave her, which was greater, was like the experiences. Like we did things together this weekend.
Right.
That like she's more of an experience girl, and I think that's sometimes harder when you're dating someone. Like I know people can relate to this, whether you are that experienced person who wants that gift of experience, or you're dating someone. Like there's so much pressure on that experience because it's making up for the lack of gifts that they so kindly asked for, right? They're like, no, hold off on the gifts. I just want to go on a nice trip or a nice dinner or whatever the case may be.
And you're lucky because you're not dating a materialistic person.
No, not at all.
Like, you've seen her wardrobe. Now, no offense. I didn't mean it like that.
You are really digging yourself into the deepest hole you've ever been in.
I didn't mean it like that. You know what I mean? She's just not a materialistic person, and I think that's great. She likes experiences.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of women are like that in a relationship. I think some men try too hard, or they don't try at all.
And then it teeters the line of like, oh my God, okay, if you like experiences, let's do 7 in one weekend. She's like, I want to sit down. You know what I mean? Like, how many experiences are too many experiences?
Everything is an event.
Yeah.
Going to get a cup of coffee, it's an event.
I know.
All you got,
that's how I celebrate life. That's how I live life. You got.
That's why
it.
You're always tired.
I know. It is true.
I'm glad she had the best birthday, though. I feel like there's something more I could have done for her.
Maybe just wishing her happy birthday. That would have been baseline. But men doing the bare minimum, classic. Or not even. Classic. I also feel like there was a lot of anxiety, and I think I felt this last year, of turning 30, entering that new chapter, entering that new decade. And she definitely felt that, too. Like,
she
was
did.
Off and on of, like, emotions, which is totally normal.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
You know, and I got to tell you, once you hit 30, people just start respecting you a little bit more. I noticed that.
Yeah.
As you get older, it's just, it comes with, hey, I have a little bit more life experience than I did in my 20s. You're in your...
For sure.
You know, you're in your new chapter.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not the same person I was at 29. Let's just say that. I'm very different.
I don't know how different you are.
Now you're dying laughing.
Yeah, I mean, you...
Now you're not taking me seriously.
You've grown, but I don't know how different you are.
No, I'm a completely different
person. Right.
The 180 is crazy.
Yeah, you've lost a lot of weight. I will give you that. You're a new person. Physically,
no,
for sure.
Physically, mentally, spiritually.
Right? Your girlfriend is texting me right now that I'm officially dead to her.
Yeah, well.
These things happen.
Better than me.
98PXY traffic.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.